This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I mean, the president has been very clear in making sure that he does everything that he can to alleviate the pain that American families are feeling.
Please don't make this worse.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Breaking news out of the White House. President Biden making it official this morning. He will ask Congress today to implement a three-month federal gas tax holiday.
Who are the ad wizards who came up with this one?
Clearly, he's under a lot of pressure to do something about gas prices. That's the main explanation for why a White House had previously rejected this idea.
We're arguing over a gimmick to save you half a tank of gas so that everyone in Washington can pat themselves on the back.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Immediately, immediately. Harumph, harumph, harumph.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the number if you'd like to call the Howie Carr Show. We'll be talking about other stuff this hour as well, but we can still keep talking about the gas, federal gas tax holiday proposed by Brandon this afternoon. And he also urged the states that haven't passed the gas tax holidays to pass them as well. And of course, that'll get a good leaving alone from the legislature on Beacon Hill in Boston. They had a debate. There's a primary next week in New York State, and they're going to pick the candidate for governor. I guess Hochul is the favorite on the Democrat side, the acting governor. And on the Republican side, the favorite is Lee Zeldin. He's a congressman from Long Island. And he's been running ahead of Hochul in the polls. And there was a debate last night. There are four candidates running on the Republican side, one of whom is Andrew Giuliani, the son of Rudy Giuliani. He's a fairly young kid. Remember, he acted up in, when his father was being sworn in, and there was a skit. Chris Farley did a skit about him on Saturday Night Live, and then he got thrown off the Duke golf team. I met him once at Newsmax Studios down in Florida, just said hello to him. He seemed like a nice kid then, but he's a kid, you know? And so he's been going after Zeldin. So he worked at the White House, and Andrew Giuliani worked for Trump at the White House, and it was a nationwide search, Rudy's kid. And so he was giving Lee Zeldin a lot of shots last night during the debate. So Lee Zeldin finally couldn't take any more, and he pointed out what Andrew Giuliani's job was at the White House, cut number one.
I mean, listen, for somebody whose claim to fame was that Chris Farley made fun of him on Saturday Night Live for being an obnoxious kid, who ends up becoming more obnoxious when he kicked off the Duke golf team. And then you basically get a position as the Chick-fil-A runner at the White House, outranked by the White House Easter egg.
Right now.
Chick-fil-A runner at the White House, outranked by the Easter egg bunny. That's good. I like that. I like amusement. That's what a debate should be about. You know, you can't just be all gloom and doom all the time. All right, time now for the chump line.
Joe Biden proposes a federal gas tax. Boy, Barack Obama must be turning in his beach chair.
By the way, I meant to ask that guy that called in last hour if there really was a propane shortage, because if there is a propane shortage, why the hell is Barack Obama digging up his backyard at Martha's Vineyard to put in those 2,500-gallon tanks in the ground?
Whose idea was it to elevate, not alleviate, KJP to press secretary when Jen Psaki ran to MSDNC?
I think it was a celebration of diversity. It checked off two or three more boxes. She is, as she told us on her first day, a black lesbian immigrant. And she's really bad at her job. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at rizzoinsurance.com. They've helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Biden got injured on a bike? I guess that makes him Feeble Knievel.
That's pretty good. One of the texters saying always knows it's a good joke if I laugh. Sometimes I wish I'd thought of stuff like something like that. Feeble Knievel.
Come on, man. I asked the most intelligent person I know, my son Hunter, to come up with a new version of Barack America's Summer of Recovery. So this year, we're celebrating the Summer of Relapse. Not a joke.
I think I feel the need for some more coughs. Can you give me cut 8 from Brandon?
And Republicans falsely claim that I'm blocking production on federal lands. But again, that's nonsense. Industry has more approved permits for production on federal lands than they can possibly use.
And some of them they don't want to use because the wells are dry. Let's have some more coughing. Cut 9.
And I welcome the recent announcement from what's known as the OPEC Plus, a group of nearly 24 oil-producing nations, to increase global oil supply.
Some people call it OPEC Plus. Brandon calls it OPEC Plus.
All right. I have my tires fully inflated. I've had my 5th booster shot, and I'm triple masked. And I'm taking a second job so someday I can afford an electric car. Is there anything else?
Be sure to make sure that you get all the absentee ballots that are delivered to your house, and get all your neighbors' absentee ballots too, and vote in whatever primary the ballots are in.
Yesterday was the longest day of the year. I didn't notice. Under the Brandon administration, every day feels like the longest day of the year.
Yes, it does. 603 says, propane shortage? The place I've been getting my grill tanks filled for 20 years didn't have any the other day. Never ran into that before. Well, Brandon has never been president before.
Call me a cynic. Whatever they give us for a gas tax holiday, they'll be back for that. Plus, plus, plus. No worries.
I know. I just like to get any crumb I can get, to use Nancy Pelosi's favorite phrase to describe a tax cut.
Brandon's new slogan, fight back better.
What is it? Bike back
bike
better.
Back better.
Bike back better. Yes, bike back better.
Yes, I'm very happy that there were no electric cars back in the 60s. My God, Mary Jo and I could have both been electrocuted.
Ted had a slightly different voice today, but the message was pretty much the same.
Sounded a bit more sober, too.
Well, you know, he hasn't had a drink in 12 years.
If I were the president, the gears of my mind would be working to understand how I could be married to a doctor while also having a cough for my entire presidency.
You're right. Dr. Ronny Jackson is no longer the White House physician. He's now a member of the House of Representatives.
When Trump tweeted that Andrew Gilliam was a corrupt politician, the media said orange man bad. Now that he's been arrested, you think they'll say orange man right?
I'm going to get to that after the break, but try not to let it destroy your faith in the integrity of the Democrat Party in the state of Florida. The second mayor of Tallahassee in a row has now been indicted by a federal grand jury. It's amazing how close that guy came to being elected governor in 2018, despite the fact that Florida was booming in 2018, just like it is now. It was very, very scary to think that that guy, because the feds, he was in a photo finish with a grand jury even when he was running in 2018. They finally got him today.
Merrick Garland went to Ukraine. He got tipped off that some of the parents there were speaking out against school board members.
That's the best one of the day. Did he bring the FBI with him, an FBI strike force? There's this Senate bill that they passed in the dead of night with 1 minute's notice. They're going to give another $100 million to the FBI to do background checks. Because, you know, they did such a splendid job on background checks with, say, the Parkland High School shooter. And just like they there's a lot more money for red flag laws because they work so well with the Buffalo shooter.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night from any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The chump line number, if you want to leave such a message, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you like to hear a second chump line every day, just listen for Chopped Chumps. That's where we put all the messages we didn't have room for in the chump line you just heard. It's the second chump line of the day. Get Chopped Chumps, the second chump line of the day, every evening around 7 o'clock Eastern Time, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's chump line was brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at rizzoinsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. rizzoinsurance.com.
Yesterday was the longest day of the year. I didn't notice. Under the Brandon administration, every day feels like the longest day of the year.
617 wants to know, does OPEC plus mean inclusive? Like LGBTQ plus? And someone else says that the plus means Russia. We're going to ask Russia for some for some fuel? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's very popular. The sportos, motorheads, geeks, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He's Howie Carr.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
Okay, I have one final question.
Would he close down the oil industry?
It falls.
Would you close down the oil industry?
By the way, I would transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh,
I would
transition. A big statement.
That is a big statement.
That's a
because
big statement.
I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly.
Oh. I see.
Here's the deal. But
that's
you can't
a big
do
statement.
That. Well, if you let me finish the statement, because it has to be replaced by renewable energy over time. And I'd stop giving to the oil industry. I'd stop giving them federal subsidies. He won't give federal subsidies to solar and wind.
Yeah.
Why are we giving it to oil industry?
We actually do give it to solar and wind.
We
and
have
that's
one
maybe
final
the biggest
question.
Statement in terms of business. That's the biggest statement.
Okay.
Because basically what he's saying
question,
is he is
Mr.
going
President?
To destroy the oil industry. Okay. Will you remember that, Texas? Will you remember that, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma?
Vice President Biden, let me get...
He's not Nostradamus, but he'll do till another one comes along. I mean, did he call that or what? And I mean, did you hear Biden say... We're going to shut them down because they pollute. So today he says, we're going to take off the tax for 3 months So what is it, what Brandon, President Brandon, what is that going to do to domestic pollution? You know, I mean, none of this makes the slightest bit of rational sense. They don't know what they're doing. You can't expect it to make any sense, but you know, this is what you get when you have someone like this as president of the United States. And so it would have been nice if someone could have asked him a question like that, but cut 23.
May God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you very much.
Just walk away, Renee. Or excuse me, Brandon. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Tusk, the free speech browser. Tusk is a secure web browser focused on free speech and providing users with the news they want. Designed by conservatives for conservative, Tusk helps you take back control from big tech. Try it today at TuskBrowser.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the Massachusetts legislature now approve a gas tax holiday?
No.
87% say no.
84. I wonder if, you know, if they all had opponents, or, you know, 80-90% of them had opponents, I wonder if they would have a change of heart. You know, not that they want to help out their constituents or do the right thing, but just the fact that it might be a potential defeat for them if they didn't take this opportunity to give the motorists of Massachusetts a break. But that's a moot point, because most of them don't have opposition. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, Howie, it's been a while since I've talked to you. Always good to hear your voice. I'm opposed to the gas tax holiday, because then they're going to raise our taxes in 6 months because they need to fix the roads and bridges. It's just a vicious circle. They know it. They're going to screw us. Howie, I've got a suggestion. I hope you'll help me with it. I'm going to ask, if Poliquin wins up here,
yes,
I'm going to ask him to put forward a bill that if you're running for Congress or for the Senate as a Libertarian or an Independent, you can only caucus with that party. If that was in play right now, the Republicans would control the Senate, because King and Dipstick over in Vermont would have to play in their little sandbox by themselves.
Yeah, but I mean, they're just, you know, they're kidding them. You know, they're not kidding anybody, Tim, are they? Angus King and Bernie Sanders, we know they're Democrats. And as you say, they caucus with them. I mean, what's the point? I mean, I never understood why those guys didn't run as Democrats to begin with. Wasn't Angus King a Democrat as governor?
No, he was an Independent.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, if they had a law that you could only caucus with the party you ran with, then we would now, the Republicans would control the Senate.
That's true. But I don't think that law is going to happen. I mean, the best thing to do, you know what, Tim, you know what I think would be a more beneficial move would be to get rid of ranked choice voting. That's why Poliquin isn't in there for the last 4 years.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Howie, you enjoy your day. Keep up the good work, sir.
Thank you, Tim. Bruce Poliquin, the former congressman from the 2nd Congressional District up in Maine, is running again against Jared Golden. Now, there's a guy who hears the footsteps. I guarantee you he will vote for the gas tax holiday. He voted against Build Back Better, as a matter of fact. He knows he's got a big problem. Of course, the year he was quote-unquote selected for Congress, he lost by 2,000 votes to Poliquin. But then the wonders of ranked choice voting kicked in. What a wonderful system. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Again, try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of the Democrat Party, but the former Democrat gubernatorial candidate, Florida, Andrew Gillum, has been indicted on multiple charges connected to campaign contribution fraud during his 2018 run for governor of Florida. I couldn't get the actual indictment. They were going to unseal it today when he was brought into court with his co-defendant, a woman named Sharon Janet Lettman Hicks. She's a candidate for the Florida legislature. I don't think this is good news for her campaign either. You may remember Gillum was the guy who was, he got a free trip from the FBI undercover agents to go to New York, and they got him tickets to Hamilton when it was the hottest ticket in town, and they went out on a tour of the harbor and all this stuff. And there were always stories about him, and, you know, he was the mayor of Tallahassee. He'd succeeded a guy who'd gone to prison. And there were always stories about him being a little on the shady side, in addition to, you know, having these undercover operatives following him around. Then after the election, you may recall, he claimed he was going to a wedding in Miami Beach, and they found him passed out in a hotel room with a male escort who didn't have any clothes on, and he apparently had ingested a large amount of drugs and alcohol. He was a happily married man at the time, though, of course. And so, but he's innocent until proven guilty, as we all know. Do you know why we know that? You know who his attorney is? Mark Elias from the Florida Chad mess of 2000. And then he later went on to help Michael Sussman in Perkins Coie, and where the FBI has an office where they can dip in and check out Republican emails and other social media offerings. Mark Elias has left the law firm of Perkins Coie, but today the government got it wrong. Today the evidence in this case is clear. That's why they indicted him. And it will show that Mr. Gillum is innocent of all charges. We look forward to putting this case to rest and giving Andrew and his family peace of mind once and for all. The gay male escort in Miami Beach could not be reached for comment. Gillum said, "Throughout my career, I have always stood up for the people of Florida and have spoken truth to power. There's been a target on my back ever since I was the mayor of Tallahassee." Yeah, there has. Maybe because you're crooked. 844-500-4242. By the way, try not to let this one destroy your faith in the integrity of Massachusetts Democrat politics. You know, I always say everything bad that happens can be tracked back to Massachusetts somehow in politics, whether it's Gary Studs, Barney Frank, whether it's Adam Schiff, the pencil-necked geek, who's from Framingham originally. House Republicans have named the congressional aide who allowed TV's Stephen Colbert's comedy crew. I called them the insurrectionists, domestic terrorists. It was an attempted coup. It was an existential threat to our democracy. But that's just me. Guess who, the guy who let them in into the building after hours? He's the chief of staff to Jake Auchincloss, who's the freshman Democrat congressman from the district actually I live in. He succeeded Joe Kennedy when Joe Kennedy ran for the Senate 2 years ago. The guy's name is Tim Hysom, Hysom. The Republican said he was responsible for letting seven producers, the insurrectionists, and staffers of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert into the House Longworth building last week. He has worked for other former Democrat members of Congress, including Adam Schiff, formerly of Framingham. Again, it all comes back to Massachusetts. He's worked for Adam Schiff twice. Mr. Hysom has also been identified by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Georgia Republican, as the congressional staffer who has been harassing her throughout the year. According to Mrs. Greene, the Colbert Show crew was following her throughout the day, later with Mr. Hysom's help. Again, Mr. Hysom works. He's the chief aide to Jake Auchincloss. And that means those guys make big money too, by the way. I think they actually they just got a pay raise, and they may make the chiefs of staff may make more than the congressman. The congressman get $184,000 a year. This is what Marjorie Taylor Greene said. When the Capitol Police threw them out, meaning the insurrectionists from CBS, it also happened to be Jake Auchincloss's and Tim Heisem's staff that let them back in late at night. And you know whose office where they were going to? Mine. My office. And by the way, she has also sought a restraining order against this Democrat staffer, this guy Heisem. And there's pictures of, they actually have some of the internet has actually got a warrant, has got cop, they, it's posted on the internet, a warrant showing his, apparently she posts stuff on her wall outside her door. And this guy, he's bald. So he shows up on the surveillance videos. He defaces all of her gospel quotations that she puts up on the wall. And the cops say your affiant contacted Heisem and offered him to come in for a non-custodial interview, meaning he wouldn't be arrested, and he declined and retained counsel. The complaint confirms that 7 posters have been destroyed in the aforementioned events. Those are the postings on her wall. Attempting to remove the stickers from the posters destroys the posters and requires them to be replaced. Complaint provided receipts showing that the posters cost $50 each for a combined total loss of $350. Have you read anything in the Boston papers about this? I mean, this is pretty, doesn't this seem... This isn't the Proud Boys. This is the Proud Pajama Boys. This is another insurrection. Again, this is an existential threat to our democracy. That guy that works for Auchincloss, he breached the door outside of Marjorie Taylor Greene's office. Damn it. 844-500-4242. 508. Heisem is a one lib crime spree. Put out a bolo. Yo, when is he going to be fired? You know, they actually could. Auchincloss's spokesman actually confirmed that he was the one who defaced the posters. I mean, why doesn't he get fired? Isn't that a crime? I mean, she's a member of Congress, and he's defacing her property. Does he get to key her car? Does he get to let the air out of her tires? What does he get away with? 844-500-4242-781 says, clearly Colbert's insurrectionists were on a reconnaissance mission for an upcoming follow-up insurrection. They were. Again, it wasn't just an insurrection. It was a coup, man, an attempted coup. And it wasn't just a threat. It was an existential threat to our democracy. 844-500-4242. Monique, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Monique.
I wanted to go back to something you said in the last hour, Howie. You raised a really important point. We've got all of Joe Biden's defenders and his cabinet members saying, oh, no, President Biden can do nothing about gas prices. Well, you raised a really good point. He took his actions contributed heavily to the increase in gas prices. Mm-hmm. So we know he can do something to lower them. He raised them. Now he can just do the reverse.
Well, you know, now that you mention it, Monique, didn't he say in that debate with Trump, didn't he say, I'm going to end fossil fuels? So he apparently has the power to end fossil fuels, or he claimed to have during the campaign. And now he's saying that his hands are tied and he can't do anything about fixing the problem.
But his own actions prove just the opposite. That's a great point that you raised, Howie.
Yeah. You know, I don't think anybody's buying any of this stuff that he's saying. I will.
And what about fracking?
All right, let me allow Vice President Biden to respond.
I never said I oppose fracking.
You said it on tape.
I did. Show the tape. Put it on your website.
I'll put it.
But kiddo, I want you to just take a look, okay? You don't have to agree. But I want you to look in my eyes. I guarantee you. We're going to end fossil fuel, and I am not going to cooperate.
He guarantees he's going to end fossil fuel, but now he's pulling a what me worry? He's Alfred E. Newman. Cut 22.
I promise you I'm doing everything possible
everything possible to bring the price of energy down, gas prices down. And I want to make sure we all work on this together.
Hey, look in my eyes, Brandon. You're full of it. God. He's an innocent bystander. You know, he's caught in the crossfire. He has nothing to do with this. 844-500-4242. So he's, again, he claimed he was going to end everything. Now, cut 18.
But the simple truth is gas prices are up almost $2 a gallon because Vladimir Putin's ruthless attack on Ukraine, and we wouldn't let him get away with it. We're doing everything we can to reduce this pain at the pump now.
Guess what? He's gotten away with it. And guess what? You haven't done anything about reducing the price at the pump. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. We still get asked all the time, does it really work? The answer is yes. The 3-Pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are, number one, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number two, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. And wow, is the pollen crazy right now. Number three, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. If you are a value shopper like Officer Mark Paul Rizzo or Dr. Matt the Vet, then this offer is for you. The Eden Pure Air Purifier doesn't take up any floor space and is small enough to hold in your hand like I'm doing right now. And there are no air filters to replace, saving you time and money. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
Years and years of profit-driven radio shows, whatever, turning the base into this angry, fearful, victimized group of people.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
I'm not doing it. Brandon's doing it. Jake Auchincloss, with his cadre of red comrade revolutionaries letting insurrectionists into the building. Does Marjorie Taylor Greene have a post-traumatic stress disorder like AOC does? You know, from let us in. PTSD. One of the VIPs said that he has to work now a part-time job to pay for the gas for his truck to go to his full-time job. I said, call back at the next Let's Go Brandon Hour on Monday night. It's gone from $35 to fill up to $88 to fill up. And now they want you to get your infant kid. There's no formula for the infant. They want him to get a vaccine if he's over 6 months old. Publix in Florida, a great chain, the market basket of the Southeast. They just announced they're not going to offer vaccines at their pharmacies for kids under the age of 6 months. That's good. Or the 6 month old little baby, 6 months to 5 years old. That's good. 844-500-4242, 413. Putin financed his invasion on FJB fossil fuel policies. Yeah, he was under control. Again, Putin has grabbed territory under three of the last four presidents of the United States. Would you care to guess the one president of the last four that he didn't grab any territory under? The one they called a puppet of Putin. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie. Hey, you want to know something? The only thing worse than a pathological liar president is a pathological liar president with dementia. The only thing that's good is he keeps letting the cat out of the bag about what they're really up to. That's like you. Hey, you know that guy Peter Ducey?
Yes.
Does he field questions from the American people to ask Joe Biden? I think that would be a great campaign because I have one for the president.
Well, I don't think he takes those questions. It's tough for him to get in one question per gaggle. But what would your question be, Steve?
My question would be, if you're artificially propping up the bond market by buying back your own bonds so that you can print money, and if the price of and if the dollar is tied to the price of oil, it's like, and you're just exacerbating the national debt because you can't borrow money. What the hell are you doing, sir? That would be my question.
And I can give you the answer. I could, about three words into that, I could give you the answer. You know, Steve, you sound like a Republican politician asking me that question, but the fact is, I got a letter unsolicited from 17 Nobel Prize winning economists. And they told me the more money I printed, the more inflation will go down. They said, don't worry about what happened in Zimbabwe, the Weimar Republic, Peron's Argentina, or Venezuela. Don't worry about that. These were 17, or was it 14? All of whom gave money to Act Blue, by the way, but that has nothing, that's neither here nor there. That would be the answer, Steve. He's not going to answer that question. He doesn't know how anything works. That's why he keeps getting into these arguments with these CEOs of the oil companies, and he has no idea what he's talking about, and neither do any of his people. Who in his cabinet has ever really worked for a living? I mean, I'm not talking about hack jobs or Marty Walsh type jobs as a business agent for a union and his family in his family's local. You know, that's, they've all got jobs like that. You know, yeah, or they were community organizers or something like. It's ridiculous. None of them have ever had jobs. 844-500-4242. Cut 11.
My message is simple. To the companies running gas stations and setting those prices at the pump, this is a time of war, global peril, Ukraine. These are not normal times. Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you are paying for the product. Do it now. Do it today.
It's a simple message from a guy who's very simple in the old meaning of that word. So he is asking people who own service stations, he's putting it on them. He shut down. He said during the campaign he would destroy the fossil fuel industry, and now it's on the people who own the gas stations. I'm going to fill up tonight going home on Route 9. I'm going to go to Patriot Petroleum. I'm going to tell that guy. I don't even know if he's an American citizen, the guy that'll be behind the pump and the, you know, working the second shift. I'm going to tell him, the president wants you to cut the price of gasoline here. This is all on you. You're ruining the economy. And you know what he'll say? Okay? Okay?
You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent.
Yo no hablo inglés. That's what he'll say. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.